This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 203, Magnum Force. Dirty Harry's back with this sequel, baby. This is a 1973 sequel. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, I know you haven't seen this because you've never seen none of these films. For myself, correct, it's been a while since I've seen Magnum Force. But with that said, what did the critics and audience had to say about this movie?
Well, if you remember last episode, or last week, I should say, Dirty Harry had incredible scores, like 89 and 90 or something like that. This one, they came down a little bit, not quite as high. This sits at a 70% with critics. Still good, but not quite as high, and a 77% with audiences. So they're still pretty close. They're still good, just not peak of the original Dirty Harry.
It's not bad, though. It's a solid for a sequel. If you really, especially the 70s sequel, this is pretty solid for that time period.
I agree.
In my book.
Yeah.
But all right, with that said, let's get right into this review because I really want to know what Nate thinks about this film. All right, Nate, lead character, my man Clint Eastwood is back as Dirty Harry. So what did you think of Dirty Harry?
Filthy Harold Callahan. Look, I won't change. There's one thing that won't change from this review to last or last to this.
Yeah.
I thought he was great. Once again, I gave him a 5. I mean, still pretty much the same. Like, he didn't change much as far as the portrayal, which I liked. You know, now instead of talking about with that lady, talking about how his wife, you know, died, he has a little picture of her on the desk and he looks at it. He's like, that was my wife. That was her. Right before that Asian girl comes out the bathroom. But he was still, he has the wife picture, you know, so you still get that backstory a little bit. He plays the character the same way. He's willing to go a little bit outside the lines, not way out. He's still a good man, but willing to go a little bit outside the lines to figure out and solve these crimes. What I did like, and of course, the authority is always like, he's always going against whatever they say. So last movie, it was the mayor. It was like the mayor and the district attorney. This time it's the police chief. He's like, you know, the constantly butting heads. He has a cool partner this time. Last time his partner was like not that great. This time he does more. He's there for more of the movie, which was cool. Till he gets blown up by a bomb, which I didn't see coming. But that was pretty cool. But I liked him. I liked the partner. And yeah, I thought he was great. And he does a little more action this time. He rides a motorcycle, which was pretty cool. He does a chase scene in the car, which was cool. So yeah, 5. I really don't have any problems with him as a lead at all.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. When it comes to Clint Eastwood, again, he knocked it out the park. This character, did he evolve? Nah, a little bit. But he's kind of the same tough guy, right? He's a tough guy cop. He just get out of his way because when he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And I liked it. It was like no change. And I liked that he just, again, another stone face. Did not change from his stone face. It was just the same character sequel. And I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. And you're right. Morals are pretty much the same. Slept with his neighbor, which was hilarious.
That was gangster, though, because she's like, what do I got to do to... He's like, knock on the door.
And she did. Yeah, he banged her. So, but I loved when he was about to defuse the bomb, he threw her on the floor like nothing.
Oh my. I have stuff to talk about with this movie that made me laugh. I laughed like 15 times in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, that part was funny. But look, overall, you're right. I mean, he was really good. And I like the dude because I don't know his name, and I'm sorry, but the black guy that played his partner, that's my dude from RoboCop when he goes,
You looked at him? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's where I always remembered him from, is RoboCop.
This was like way before. It was like 10 years, at least 10 years before RoboCop.
Yeah. So I always remember him from that role. But other than that, I give him a 5 also. You gave him a 5. Let's get to the main villains. Now, the main villains here for this are cops. They're patrol, motorcycle cops, patrol cops, whatever you want to call them. All right, Nate, what do you
give him? All right. So I'm going to give him a 4. I'm a little lower. I gave the last guy, that Scorpio guy, a 5 because he owned to me. And he really was just getting under Harry's skin constantly. This time, he doesn't know who it is. This is a little bit more straightforward in that regard of like a very old school type of good guy, bad guy story where, I should say a mystery. Like he's actually trying to solve the crime. Of course, the police chief, played by Hal Holbrook in this movie, he ends up being part of it. He's like their leader. They're basically a death squad, right?
Yeah.
And they, instead of arresting people, they're just killing them. Bad people. Pimps and drug lords and crime syndicate people. You know, people like that. They're killing them. So one thing I will say is I didn't necessarily see Briggs being part of it, but I called it while watching it here in my head. As soon as they went to the shooting range and these guys are like shooting and they're like a perfect shot and then they just leave, I'm like, oh, they got to be. There's no way that there's just this one random scene. Although this movie has some random scenes, but I'll save that for later. But there's no way. Like, it seemed too important. He's like, wow, what a good job. And they're like, yeah, we used to be Army. I'm like, uh-oh, these guys, something's up. And as soon as I saw it was like a motorcycle, you know, and then I put two and two together. I'm like, wait a second. They're motorcycle cops. These guys are cops. They're great shots. I think it's them. And then I was right. So that's why I minused a little bit. Even though Scorpio, you know, he's the bad guy from the jump. He's so like engrossing to watch. I didn't feel like these guys were. They didn't really have any distinct personalities. They were just all like bad guy cops. If anything, Briggs had the most personality. But even still, on the whole, I gave him a 4. And honestly, Scorpio was way more of a pain in the neck to Harry than these guys were. Like, he ended up taking them all out at the end, like, pretty easily, you know, with no help. His partner was dead, everybody. And so, I don't know. They were still good, though. They were still good. Don't get me wrong. But a step down, 4.
All right. So, I totally understand. This is the first time you're watching a movie. So, this is first fresh from your mind. I'm giving this a 5. I think, in terms of villains, it's 5. And I'll tell you why. I totally understand everything you said. But the cool thing is they had a moral, like they had a moral to them. They're like anti-heroes. They're cops. They're
vigilantes.
Yeah, they're vigilantes. So, but the thing is, it was like they were cool. They were shooting. I mean, they were great shots. I mean, you saw the display. Each of them had different attributes to their shooting. One was way better than the other, and the other one had some other whatever. But I thought the camaraderie was actually pretty cool, because how do you stop a gang of cops? Within, like, they couldn't, because the chief was in on it. So he's like, you can't tell them nothing, and the only way to do it is by taking them down. Dirty Harry style. Yeah. And I liked it. You know, it brought an element to it, because, you know, we've seen so many action movies, and we never seen, like, besides Dread, where that was so obvious. It was like, you give me $1 million, we're going to take away Dread. It was just like, eh, that was corny. But this one, the movie started off dudes getting sniped, right? Then by the cop, which you saw was the dirty cop who did it. But then you saw like more that they killed the pimp. They killed the people in the pool party. Yeah, with the machine gun. So I was just like, wow. I was like, but how can you stop? Like, this storyline is like a Lethal Weapon storyline. If you go, holy crap. Like, this would have been a cool storyline with those guys. But I think it worked with Dirty Harry, in the sense that it's 70s. It was totally chaotic in that era. So you could see it in the movie. And you can't stop cops. Like, it was like, even the captain, when he was like, give me your bullet. And then he threw it at him. He was like, take it and eat it. And I was like, yeah, Harry, get dirty. Like, I was like, yeah, that's cool.
My only thing is, I agree with you, but like, I don't even remember their names. And I just watched it. Like, there's no personality. There's no, for me, like a true great villain, like, I got to at least know all their names or like memorable. They didn't really have any memorable traits. They were killers.
I agree with you. I mean, the one with the glasses, Cooper, and then you had a Shepherd. But again, like, if you watched it more, then you would be like, okay, you know their names. Maybe. But on a first time watch, you're not going to know their names, because it was so short lived when they met each other. Then next thing you know, Harry's after them. So to me, I don't know. I think for the story and everything, I think the villains were really well. I agree with you. The psychopath is way better than these guys.
Oh, yeah.
But I think for a sequel, I think they did a really good job with the villain in the sequel. Because sometimes when we watch a lot of these sequels, it's a shit villain. You're like, damn. No,
like, they were solid. They were definitely solid. Yeah, they reminded me of Die Hard 2, where it's like military type people. And they're just, you know, similar, because they were former military veterans turned cops, whatever. And Lethal Weapon was a good call. I don't know why, but like Lethal Weapon 3, if I remember correctly, 2, I want to say 2 kept popping into my head. Which is 2 the one where... That's the one... Because remember, it was the first time, and I've only seen it once. Is 2 the one where it was that... I thought it was that guy that they used... Or maybe I'm thinking of 3.
That's 3.
I might be thinking
of 3. With the ex-cop.
Lethal Weapon 3. Yes, with the
armor-piercing bullets. Yeah,
I was thinking 3. Of that for some reason when I was watching it, 3.
But that's the thing. Like, that's exactly what... That's what you compare it to. That's 3. 2 is with the diplomatic immunity. And
no, it's been revoked. Definitely not that. The 3.
This is that
definitely
one.
Pick it up three. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Lethal Weapon 2. I have diplomatic immunity.
No, that guy wasn't as cool. The foreign guy, no, he wasn't as cool.
Three. So, okay. I gave it a 5, you gave it a 4. All right, yeah. Action scenes.
4. Again, it's good, but I'll be honest with you. And mm-hmm. I feel like I've been pretty well known throughout doing all these 70s movies. Like 70s action is just not my favorite. This is good. I still gave it a 4. I like the last scene, like from when Briggs brings him in the car, from when he throws the girl on the floor until he gets on that boat. That was like the best. Other than that, you get a couple of, you know, it's shooting. It's just shooting. And we've already talked about this too. I'm not a huge fan of just shooting. It has to be something new or creative to it. Now, this is old movie, so we wouldn't necessarily say new. But even still, like, it's just, like, point and shoot guns, and then they go, guys do this sort of thing, you know? Even with that said, at least this one, I think this one had a little more action than the first one. And I think that last scene is really good. I like the driving scene, the chase scene with the car, and then switches to the boat, you know, creeping around the boat. It's a little more, like, a little more tension type. Suspense. Yeah. And then they get on top of the boat with the motorcycles and they're jumping. Now, here's what I was going to say for the action. I laughed so many times in this movie. So not only did I laugh when he threw that lady on the floor, I was nearly had to rewind it and watch it again when they were in the store and that guy throws that kid. Like, he throws that kid like into those like cushions. But still, like, you could tell it was a real kid and he just got chucked into them. Hilarious. And at the end, when that guy drives off on the boat and he just like, so Harry stops and, you know, falls on the floor, whatever. And this guy just keeps going and just flies right off. And I was like, oh my God, what a loser. But it made me laugh, like the visual of it. But a lot of people getting flung around in this movie. I'm a fan. I like, oh, the girl falling out of the building was like a rubber. It was like a rubber doll.
Oh my God.
Like, she falls down and hits the rail and stuff. I was like, oh my goodness, this is pretty good. But yeah, it's still a 4 for me. It's still a 4. It's good. Not for me. It's not great, but it's good. Oh, right, really? So good. It's great. It's not perfect.
Yeah, well, I'm agreeing with you on this one. I gave it a 4 also. I couldn't give this a 5 at all. There was no way. I mean, even when Dirty Harry's driving the motorcycle and he's jumping the thing, I was like, oh my God. I was like, dude. It looked like they put him on a little Evel Knievel ramp. And they were like, all right, you're gonna jump this far. And then he did it.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, that ending was fucking dumb. I mean, this dude literally followed Harry, saw Harry slide to the floor, and he just kept going off a dock. I couldn't stop laughing, bro. I agree. And then he's floating, and Harry kicks the helmet, and then he starts walking off.
Just
and
for disrespect. Just
like, yeah, disrespect him. Like, you don't deserve this helmet. But you're right. I mean, there was some other scenes that I was like, okay, it was cool. I mean, Harry with the when he throws the chick on the floor with the bomb was mad funny because the guy's going, hey, you know, it's a federal offense if you open that.
I live in this building. I'm gonna call the cops.
You're the cop in the building, and I don't know if you. Oh no, talking about the line that he said that will never be repeated in any movie again. When the guy
about
goes,
the gay guys?
Yes, when he's going into the shooting range, and he goes, well, if you give me a couple of guys that could shoot like those guys.
I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. And you saw the cop come out like, what? Like, I thought that was one of the funniest
lines. It was funny.
Ever.
But again, different time, but I thought it was a funny line as well. Yes.
Yeah, when he delivered, I mean, I'm not going to repeat it because it was just wrong, but it was kind of funny because it just fits that character.
I mean,
character.
If anything, he was promoting it. He was like, hey, cool. That's I don't true. Care as long as they do. He just used a term we won't use. That's all.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. But no, the action sequences were decent. They were excellent. But you're right. The rubber girl falling, them getting shot in the pool, the pimp strangling the girl in the back seat and giving her all oil.
Drano.
It's not funny, but it's fucking funny. Like, he's literally choking the chick out in the back seat and gives her oil. Like, he went blunk.
Give her drain cleaner.
Yeah.
Drain cleaner. The other part that cracked me up was when they were in the grocery, in the pharmacy or whatever, and the guy is pointing the gun at the partner. He's like, suck it. He won't do it. And he's like, all right, well, get down. So then he goes to his knees so slow, and then boom, they shoot through the mirror, and then everybody starts running all crazy. It was very 70s.
This is why I deducted a point. When they had him become a pilot.
I was gonna talk about that in my overall. But you're right.
First of all, he looked good as a pilot. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. He looked really good as a pilot. And I was like, maybe he is a pilot in real life because he had the walking down pack. But when he sat in that cockpit and he was like, you can give me control, and the guy goes, you know how to fly? He said, no. And he hits the brakes and everyone like, flew.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever flown a plane before? Like, nope. Never was trained.
He was punching the dude.
He's going like this. Like mashed potatoes. He starts making mashed potatoes with his face like this. He doesn't punch him with the bottom of his fist. Like this. It was hilarious.
And the terrorist guy, this is why I started laughing. The terrorist guy didn't shoot nobody. He just kept running to the back, and then Harry goes, get down. And then first,
the guy turns around and shoots, but apparently the bullet went nowhere. Because Harry was right in the middle. Nobody got shot. And then he's like, sit down. And then he shoots the wall.
Yeah. And that's it. He dirty Harry.
It was a little goofy. Yeah,
it was good. I mean, I liked it. It was pretty funny, but I had to Doug point because I was like, come on, man. He's shooting in front of a crowded plane. I couldn't stop laughing. Anyway.
It was pretty good.
I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4. Storyline.
Storyline was good. Again, a 4. A 4 for me. And the reason is it's just not as... This kind of ties with my overall score, too, which is... I'm not giving that now, but I'm just saying this story is not as tight as the original one. I don't always try to compare everything to the original, but when you're watching a sequel, you know, that's obviously the only comparison you have. So that movie I felt like was so tight. And even that, if you remember, I still deducted a bit for like having parts that were just like him running around in the woods for like mad long. This has a lot of those scenes in it, too. Like that pilot part. Like, it means nothing. If you take it out, this movie's exactly the same. Nothing in that scene matters. The pharmacy scene, nothing really matters from that scene. You know what I mean? And so it just felt like there was a lot of stuff that was put in here to add maybe some action scenes. It's my guess is that they wanted to add a little more action. So they wrote these scenes. But they in the grand scheme, they don't mean anything. And they could have been taken out. It slows down the pace when you have these kind of scenes that don't really... Like, I'm not even lying. I checked the time and it's about 45 or 50 minutes before Harry is really involved in the case of catching these guys. And that's a long time. You know, the movie's 2 hours, and that's almost half the movie that he's not even like directly investigating the death squad guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it just took a little while to get there for me. That being said, once it does, I thought it got better. I thought the second half was a lot better than the first half because then he's actually in crime solving mode he's in Dirty Harry mode trying to get these guys. And then you start piecing things together. So I think the second half is stronger than the first. Overall, I still give it a 4. I think it's a good story, but I have some issues with a lot of the decisions that were made in the script. I just think they just added stuff to add it, and I don't think a lot of it was needed.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I agree. I gave it a 4 also. I wasn't going to go full perfect. There was a lot of loopy holes. Like, you didn't need to have the chick again in the movie, to be honest with you. One time is enough. For me, the bomb sequence, you didn't need the bomb sequence. It could have just been told better. To me, if Harry never got that bomb and it was went straight to his partner and it blew up, I think it would have been way better. Emotionally, you'd be like, holy crap, because they attacked his partner first and then he gets angry, right? You're right. The plane scene didn't work for me. I didn't even like the beginning as much where the commissioner comes in and he goes, you're not even on this case, Harry. Like, you're off doing whatever. And he's like, what do you mean? This guy's going to strike again. And I was just like,
he
what?
He gets kicked off the case for like 35 minutes.
Yeah. He goes, you know, I've been on the force for so long. I never had to use a gun. He goes, and you know, he says his lines. And I was just like, okay, great. But like, you could do it once, but it was just like a recurrent conversation to put me on the case. He's like, no, you're not on the case. And all of a sudden I need you on the case. And he's like, you should have put me in the first place. You know,
but even that beginning scene, like, look how long, like, it's like this long thing of this guy getting out of jail and he just gets shot. I'm like, well, did we really need 10 minutes of setup to that? Not really.
Well, yeah, because he asked him for the license, then the registration, then he shot all 4. And I was like,
people are mad. I agree. News reporters. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, it could have been tighter. It's a great movie. Like, I don't want people to be like, oh, no, you guys didn't. No, we're not shitting on it. It's a really good movie. I'm saying it's top 10 out of a lot of action movies out there in terms of storylines. Because not many strong.
It's still good. There's just problems.
Yeah, it's not many strong movies that I can say sequels out there. This one is actually really strong for its time, the 70s. This is a really strong sequel, strong story. All right, so we gave it 4 across. What's your overall?
Yeah, so that, like I said, a perfect example of what you were just talking about, that opening scene, look how long the setup was to kill those guys, and then look at the pool scene. They literally just show up at this pool, throw a bomb in there, and then shoot everybody. You don't know who those people are, you don't know, but it still works. So I don't understand why they would pick and choose when things were stretched out long or short or whatever. This movie was good. I enjoyed it. I gave it a 3.5. So in my head, I'm 7 out of 10, and it's mostly because the pacing is just weird to me, and it's longer than it needs to be. I'm not saying this is like overly, like 2 hours is fine for a runtime, but this movie didn't need to be 2 hours because there's not 2 hours worth of a really tight story. Now, I guarantee it, if this movie was 1 hour and 40 minutes, I would probably give it a 4 or 4.5 because then everything is executed in a tighter manner. There's just a lot of fat on this thing, and it's still entertaining. I still had a good time. I still like watching Clint Eastwood, but I found myself checking out after, like, in the middle of the movie. I was like, okay, this is taking a little while to really get going, and then it ends strong. So for me, it's a 3.5. I still enjoyed it, not nearly as much as the first one.
Well, I gave this the overall for me is a 4. I really enjoyed this movie. It still holds up. I'm going to be honest. It still holds up. Clint Eastwood is top notch. I mean, he's a great actor. The villain, like I said, they were good. Actually, they were great. They were not perfect. They were great. Was the mayor from Jaws?
Briggs?
Was he the mayor from Jaws? The guy who played him?
No, this guy was Hal Holbrook. I don't know. I don't think Hal Holbrook was in Jaws.
Oh, okay. Maybe I could be wrong. They look alike. And I was like, man, he's like, he lost a lot of weight. But yeah, look. Yeah. But look, no, in terms of everything, I think it was good. There was one shot. There was a lot of good shots in this movie that I was very shocked. The scene that he goes into the comparing the bullets, and it was the top view. I was like, this is actually pretty cool. Because you don't see that type of shot no more. Except like Malignant, they did it. But that was more camera going across. This was just stood right on top while he was just doing everything. And I was like, you know what? That was a pretty unique way of seeing it. And I don't know if you could put a camera in there anyway. Because that looked like a 2x2 room. I mean, that looked like a small ass room. They were like, you know what? Let's just say budget. Let's put this thing on
the
ceiling.
There was also a shot where the camera was on the motorcycle. That was cool. That was cool. Yeah. There were some good shots. I agree with you. There's some really cool.
Yeah, there was some decent, cool shots. But look, overall, you have great action, great storyline, and great lead with this. So, yeah, I gave it a 4. I think it was good. Yeah. What's the total points?
All right. So my total points is a 19.5, 19.5 out of 25. I mean, still really good. Look, nearly a 20. I had a couple of issues with the movie. Is this a really good sequel, though? Yes. It's definitely a really good sequel. It's enjoyable. It is within the vein of the first film. It's not far off. So yeah, 19.5 for me.
I give it a 22 out of a 25. I think this is an excellent sequel to this type of Dirty Harry. I wish we had more Dirty Harrys. I'm telling you, no one wants to take my idea. Put Scott Eastwood as Dirty Harry. He looks just like his dad.
He doesn't look like him.
Yeah,
he's
why
an okay
not?
Actor.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's not gonna be great. I mean, but.
Oh, he has to do his scowl. And he didn't have any great one-liners in this one, though, like he did in the first movie. Either.
No, he did. It started off the movie with it, though.
Yeah, it did. But it was like a narration. Oh, 357 Magna. And it points at the screen or whatever. Yeah. But like, I wanted him to say it to like somebody.
Oh, yeah. As his catchphrase. Do you feel lucky, punk? The scene in the shooting range was actually pretty good, too.
Yeah, it was
when
cool.
He figured it out. I was like, "Can I shoot your gun for a second?" And then he shot all of them, and then he shot the wall on purpose. Yeah, I was like, "Smart."
Oh, that one. He's just like, he was perfect like, target, and then one high.
Yeah, he was like, "Oops, sorry." But no, yeah, I thought the whole movie, the score is cool. The his theme song, I was like, "That's very 70s.
Yeah, and the music is very 70s, very like not I guess kind of jazzy, kind of like it's not what you funky. It's not what you would get in an action movie now. That's for sure.
No, and you know, the second, I mean, keep bringing up Lethal Weapon, but Lethal Weapon is the other one that has the blues guitar in the background when they play. It's like a unique thing to their movies. So anyway, with that said, I gave it a 22, you gave it a 19. What is coming up next on the podcast?
All right. Next episode. We got a fun one that I'm very much looking forward to talk about with you. We're going to be doing our last in our horror-ish action films, and that's a little movie called Priest, starring a lot of famous people that you wouldn't think would be in a movie like this. I'll just say that. And then, of course, next week we continue with Dirty Harry, another first-time watch for me, a movie called The Enforcer. I'm in now. At this point, I like the first two, so like I'm looking forward to watching the rest. I always judge it by the second one. If the first one's great, but the second one's kind of like, then as I go, I'm like, I don't know about this. But this one, I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes and how it goes. So Priest, The Enforcer, that's our next two.
There you have it, guys. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to YouTube.com/GeeksAndFlix for the video version of the podcast, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflix.com. For all your podcast needs, we have merchandise also there for action movie guys and geeks and flicks. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and he is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.